Daphne Kritharas, welcome to the programme.
Thank you for inviting me. I never learned to sing. I always sang since I'm born. Since I'm born, I don't know, but I don't remember exactly when I started to sing. And it was like a necessity. I couldn't live without singing. But I never learned. I don't know to read music yet. It's a rebetiko song. It's a person speaking to his love and says, "My little Katinaki, for you, because I loved you, they killed me in the old tavern. They killed me with 3 stabs in the heart. And now you have to remember me."
When did you start learning the rebetiko repertoire?
Well, I've always kept the connection with Greece because my mother brought us to Greece 2 months every year, and she spoke us in Greek, and we had some Greek cities, rebetiko, and also she had some friends who, after the work, they were bringing out the bouzoukia, and they were singing rebetiko, and I was there with them all the night sometimes, and I was listening to them, and I was trying to do second voices and all this. And then I got slowly more and more attracted by this specific music, and I came naturally to rebetiko because I love this music. Κάτω στο γυαλό, κάτω στο περιγυάλι. Κάτω στο γυαλό, κάτω στο περιγυάλι. Κόρινα, κόρινα αγαπώ. Κόρινα, κόρινα αγαπώ. Κόρινα αγαπώ, ξανθή και μαύρο μάτα. Κόρινα αγαπώ, ξανθή και μαύρο μάτα. 12 χρονών. 12 χρονών. 12 χρονών, πιο ήλιος δεν την είδε. 12 χρονών, πιο ήλιος δεν την είδε. Παραϊμά, παραϊμά να της. Παραϊμά, παραϊμά να της. The name of my album is Gea de Mar, means Jewels of the Sea, because we try to take some songs from the sea.
From the Mediterranean.
Yeah, exactly, who are really beautiful, so that's why it's Jewels, to make them discover to the people. And Gea de Mar is an extract from a Jewish-Spanish poem, a Ladino poem. And half of the album is in Jewish-Spanish, and the other half is in Greek.
This has some beautiful harmonies on it. What's its history?
Well, Kanleoriza is a song from Smyrna.
What we now call Izmir in Turkey, right?
Smyrna is, before 1922, it was a multicultural city where Greek people, Turkish people, Armenian people, Ladino people were living. And in 1922 it was burnt by the Turks, and Greek people had to go back in Greece. So people brought this music from Smyrna, all these oriental tones, and met the people of Athens who were poor people, and it built rebetiko. So Kanleoriza was composed in Smyrna. It's a love song. Originally it has 2 voices, a bass. Κάτω στο γυαλό, κάτω στο περιγυάλι. And this is the only song that Paul Barrère, my boyfriend, arranged. So he did the harmonies in the guitar.
Daphne, Cockney Jewish Spanish, so this is a language we call Ladino.
Exactly.
So what's your connection with that?
Actually, I have no direct connection with this, but I discovered that those songs, many of those songs, were written at the same period as Rebetiko songs in Greece were written in the 1920s and 1930s in Salonique and also in Smyrna and in Istanbul. So it has a quite deep connection indeed with Greek Rebetiko, because it was written at the same period, and also Sadig and Gassos, two composers and writers of Jewish Spanish, took some Rebetiko songs and translated them or rewrote the lyrics in Jewish Spanish, in Ladino. Tus dos labios quiero yo besar, rogo niña no me refusa. Yo deseo abrazarte con amor, mi chica flor, adorarte siempre con calor. So there are songs on the album who are half in Rebetiko, half in Ladino. For example, mi chica flor, which is in Greek, kuklaki.
What does this mean, my dear flower?
Yeah, yeah, my little flower. Kuklaki mo, fos mo
de mo afisep noi. And so in Greek it's kuklaki.
Kuklaki, my little doll. In Ladino, people were speaking, hey, kuklaki, the same in Greek, like they were using the same words. Si en drachmas el día tomo, ya te puedo mantener. De tu madre no la como, ay, dama, nama, na, que te quiero detener. De tu madre no la como, ay, dama, nama, na, que te quiero detener.
It was written in the 1930s. Of course, it's just before the Second World War and the extermination of Jewish people.
And it was a period in Saloniki, Thessaloniki in Greek, where there was many massacres of Jewish people. So it's a song about wanting to leave, to find a place where they could be welcomed. It's quite sad because it's not happening and people are in great misery. And it's called 100 drachmas, 100 drachmes in Greek.
Currency, the money.
Yeah, it's an idea like we're now in misery, but there we will win money and we will
have a better life.
We will have a better life, exactly. I will be able to offer you a bed, he says.
I will be able to offer you a bed.
Yes, yes. This is a love song, so yes. Quiero solo una cama, ay, dama, dama, que es la consolación.
You're working with three other musicians. So you have Paul Barret on guitar, Camille Elbachin on piano, Naguib Chanbezadeh on percussion. So how did the four of you come together like this?
Well, this is a great story because Camille Elbachin, who is the pianist and the arranger most of the song of the album, is my cousin. And he's coming from classical music. He's working actually with Jean-François Gisèle. So he brings this kind of classical a bit tonality to the album. Paul Barrère, he's the guy who made me stay in Paris. He's my boyfriend, actually. He's the guitarist. Set apart this album, I want to add that he's a wonderful composer, singer, and interpret. He composes very, very beautiful songs in French. And I hope his album will come very soon. Camille Bacha is also a wonderful composer and improviser. And Naguib Chanbezadeh is younger than us. He's 24, I think. He's on the stage since he's a child. He's a very, very good percussionist. And he built with his father the Saïd Chanbezadeh Ensemble. They are three musicians, and they are really good, and it's amazing. He's an Iranian percussionist. So it's a multicultural album. We don't want to put any frontier, you know. I'm half Greek, I'm singing Latino songs. There is an Iranian percussionist. Kami Albasha is half Lebanese.
Summer festivals coming up?
During the summer, we were gonna play in the Icarus Festival in Icaria between the 29th of July and the 1st of August. Well, Icaria, it's my favorite island in Greece. It's a wonderful, wild, full of culture and history island, and I go there every year because it's like my second home.
Do you feel different when you perform your songs in Greece?
I don't think I interpret them differently, but for sure I feel more moved when I sing it to Greek people because it's my direct roots, I don't know, and they understand the lyrics also, it's more meaningful. But it's really moving to see that French people are starting to be really enthusiastic about Rebetiko. Not only with me, with many, many other musicians. It started a few years ago. People have started to be really interested in Rebetiko. I think maybe it has to do with the Greek crisis, because Rebetiko is still very played in Greece. And new songs started to emerge, because the meaning today is kind of strong in the context of the Greek crisis. So I think that media were always talking about Greece, and some people stopped to have a vision of Greece, like ancient Greece. They have to know that today Greece is totally different, and from the chaos, some art was born.
Daphne Kritharas, it was nice talking to you, thank you.
Thank you very much too. Και σου ζητήσω.